Bava Basar, Perk Tes, Mishnah Yud Base 9:12, and the Mishnah is continuing its discussion of the obligation to pay in a timely manner. The Mishnah says, Echad Sechar Adam, Echad Sechar Behemah, Echad Sechar Kelim. This law is really equally applicable to the wages you pay for a person, or the wages you pay for renting an animal, or the wages that you pay for renting other utensils. Yeshpo Mashum Biyomo Siten Secharo. There is the mitzvah saseh, the positive commandment to pay promptly when you finish your rental period and have to pay whatever you are renting. V'yeshbo mashum lo salin pulas sechir itcha ad boker. And there's also the lo taseh, the negative, the prohibition against retaining the wages and withholding them overnight until the morning. So you have this lav and this aseh that apply as well. A masai, now when does it apply? When is it true that you have this obligation? That's bizman shetavo. That's assuming in a situation in which the person who wants payment is expecting or demanding or requiring or requesting payment. But if that's not what's happening, lo tavo, if he's not demanding, expecting, requesting, requiring the payment, you know, is you have a deal that you follow normal practice of paying once a month, or the person simply says, don't worry about it, you can pay me tomorrow, etc., etc., Eino over a love, and there's no prohibition, neither a mitzase lo sase, requiring you to pay promptly, because the person's within his rights, the worker's within his rights, to waive that payment and to accept the payment later. And same goes for someone who's renting out and the like. Now, what about if the employer sends the employee to a third party to get paid? Is that going to be okay? What happens if that third party then fails to pay the employee? Is the employer off the hook, or is he now liable all over again? So says the Mishnah, Chimhahu Eitzel Chenvani o Eitzel Shulchani. If the employer redirects the employee to either the Chenvani, that's the shopkeeper, in other words, he'd pay him for giving groceries in kind for the payment, o Eitzel Shulchani, that's the money changer, that's something along the lines of a bank of today, if you will, something like that. So the point is, the employer says, I've got the cash, but don't worry, you can get it from the shopkeeper, or you can get the money in cash from the money changer, then I'll reimburse those people. Then, eino over a love, so then, since the employer has made it possible for the employee to get paid, the employer is not over these violations. Now, of course, that third party has to agree to be responsible. I can't just, as an employer, tell some guy, pay him on my behalf. That's not going to work. But once the third party has agreed to make the payment, and therefore the employer has enabled the employee to get paid, so then he's off the hook. There is a discussion in the Mefarshim whether the employee has to agree to this. Whereas if the employee says, listen, I hate that shop, or I hate that, that money changer, I'm not going to him, does the employer have the right to unilaterally say, I don't care, you want to get paid, go to him, it's your problem, and if not, it's not my problem. So that actually is a bit of a machlokas. So there are those who say that the employee has to agree to it. But the Beis Yosef says, no, as long as the employer makes it possible for the employee to get paid, the employee then can choose or not choose to go after that money. But since the employer has made it a possibility of getting paid available to the employee, the employer has done what he has to do in terms of this obligation. Okay, now the Mishnah has turned into a bit of a new topic, a related topic, but a new one. And it's as follows. Under normal circumstances, if I say you owe me money and you say, no, I don't, but I don't have any proof, and even if you don't have any proof, it doesn't matter, so then the rule is hamotzeh mechaver levaraya, I cannot force you to pay me, even if you're not sure. I say, I'm certain you owe me money, you say, I don't know, I'm prepared to swear you owe me money, still I can't extract that money from you, that's a general rule. Notwithstanding that, in our Mishnah here, we're going to have a din derabanan, a rabbinic enactment, which says that while it's true normally you can't force someone to pay you if you claim they owe you money, even if you're certain, there is an exception. The exception is during the window, that ona, that window period of time, when the employer is supposed to pay the employee, and we're assuming the employer wants to pay because he doesn't want to violate the Torah, but we also assume that the employer is a little distracted, perhaps, because he has got lots to worry about, whereas the employee has exactly one thing to worry about, getting paid. So if the employee says he wasn't paid, and the employer says, yes, you were, so the rabbi said, we're assuming the employer is making a mistake if the claim comes in that window where the employee is supposed to get paid, that ona. And therefore, if the employee makes such a claim during that window, he essentially can go to Bezdin, he can force the employer to pay him by taking a shvua, by swearing he wasn't paid, and we'll believe him. We'll believe the employee that he wasn't paid because he's not going to lie for nothing probably, and we're going to believe that the employer is just distracted. So that's the Mishnah says here for starters. Sachir, the employee, bizmano, in his time, meaning in the window where he's supposed to get paid, in that ona, nishba v'notel. If he is prepared to swear he wasn't paid, he can make such a shvua, he can swear, and then we will allow him to force the employer to make payments, quote-unquote, a second time, meaning according to the employer, it's a second time, but according to the employee, it's the first time. Avar zamano, but if the time passes, meaning he doesn't make any such claim during that window where he's supposed to get paid, he comes back later and says he wasn't paid, then eno nishba v'notel, now we're back to the usual rules, which is, just because the employee claims he wasn't paid and he's prepared to swear he wasn't paid doesn't mean he can force the employer to pay him. Now the window's closed, so we have no reason to assume, we have no reason to believe the employee more than the employer. Of course, the employee, you know, he knows if he wasn't paid as much as that's very important to him, but the employer, we assume, listen, what does he want to cheat for? We're assuming that the employer wants to do the right thing, and therefore if there's no proofs, then there's swearing won't help to extract, like the normal rules. But now we have an exception. Im yesh edim shetavo, if there are witnesses that are prepared to swear that the employee requested his money during the window, and the employer, it's like near the end of the closing of the window of the owner of time to pay, the employer says, I'll pay you later, don't worry. That indicates that the employer is not especially concerned about paying during the appropriate time and the Torah requirement to do so. And therefore, hareze nishba v'notel, the employee can come back, like I'll call it the next day, the ona after the ona he's supposed to get paid in, and go to Bezdin, and he'll bring his witnesses. The witnesses can't attest the fact that he was or wasn't paid. They don't know. But they do know that he did request the money, and they do know that the employer indicated he wasn't so concerned about the fulfilling the Torah obligation, and therefore, again, we're back to the assumption that we have good reason to believe the employee over the employer because the employee knows if he was paid or wasn't, and the employer could easily be distracted by all the demands that come on, you know, running a business an employer would have. So that's a window, an additional window that's afforded to the employee to demand payment. But that, too, obviously can't go on forever. It can't be he comes 10 years later and says, you didn't pay me 10 years ago, and swear and get paid. And therefore it comes out, la halacha, says the Gemara, that you have just that, the employee would have just that next ona, the one after he was supposed to get paid in order to make his claim and say, look, I have witnesses that said I tried to get the money from you, but you pushed me off, and then he'd be believed. But beyond that, I'll call it that second owner, the owner that follows the owner in which he was supposed to get paid. But for that point, they're back to the old-fashioned rules of, you know, people claiming from one another. I should just note that the normal rules then apply. So that means, first of all, there's a shvu d'oraisa if he's motor miktsas. If the employer agrees he paid part, he'll have to take a shvu on the rest. For sure. If he can't take a shvua on the rest, then he has to pay. And also, there's a shvuas heset, this rabbinic requirement. If someone demands he's owed money, the rabbi said he'd have to swear he doesn't owe the money. So we could force the employer to swear. But those are side points to the Mishnah. Okay, now, Mishnah's not done. The Mishnah has one more point to make, which is that ger toshav yesh bo mishum biyomo titen sacharo, the mitzvah to pay promptly, I'll call it, that this mitzvah here applies not just to Jews, but also to Geri Toshav. A Ger Toshav, translated, I think, most commonly as a resident alien, is referring to a non-Jew who is committed to recognizing there's Hashem. So he's not an idolatrous. He's not Jewish either. But as long as he's not idolatrous, so then as a Ger Toshav, that kind of keeps the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, he's allowed to reside in Israel. And that being the case, he has special protection from the Torah that he has to get paid promptly. It says the Mishnah, so the mitzvah's ase applies to him, and the reason why is sort of technical. I'll come back in a second to show the technicality, but it says ve'ein bo mishum, the lav, that says lo salen pulas sechir itcha ad boker, you can't retain the wages of your work until the morning, that lav does not apply to a ger toshav. That's what the Rambam paskins, that's what the Mishnah seems to imply, and therefore you have a mitzvah aseh to pay him promptly, but not a lav if you don't. The basis of the mitzvah aseh that says that the ger toshav is payable comes from that parsha in Devarim. So the verse immediately prior to the pasuk, which requires prompt payment, says lo sashok sachir, you cannot like withhold payments like forever. Oshek, something different, like you're never going to pay him back to an employee. And but it, the pasuk ends up by saying asher ba'artzecha b'sha'arecha, employees that are in your land, in your gates. And the in your gates, in other contexts, says like a ger asher b'sha'arecha. That's not a convert in your gates. It means a ger toshav, even non-converts, but they are ger toshav, they're legal resident aliens, are b'sha'arecha. So the point is, therefore, it's understood that the requirement to, yes, pay promptly in time does apply to a ger toshav as well.